If you love bingo, then you're really going to love this. Thursday, February 13th is Buddy Bingo at Big Bucks Bingo. Packs are $35. Bring your buddy and you both save $5. Doors open at 4:30, early birds at 4:45 with regular bingo at 6:30. Need a ride? No problem. The bingo bus runs every Tuesday through Thursday. Click on the bingo link at OjibwaCasino.com for the shuttle schedule and don't miss Buddy Bingo, Thursday, February 13th at Big Bucks Bingo. Hey, let's not stop there. Come back on Saturday the 15th for Cosmic Bingo with black lights, music, $2 big beers, and more. Doors open at 8 p.m. with bingo at 9 p.m. Packs are only $10 each. Joining the fun of Buddy Bingo on Thursday the 13th and Cosmic Bingo on Saturday the 15th at Big Bucks Bingo in Barragah for all the games you love to play.
Ojibwa Casino.
Learn more at OjibwaCasino.com.
Back to Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93. We're talking Michigan Tech women's basketball. What a game last night. It was back and forth through much of it. Final score, Michigan Tech women over Northern Michigan, 71-65. That difference doesn't indicate how close of a game it really was. And Coach Kim Cameron is with us. Coach, congratulations on three big wins and a big win last night. I know the women were tired. But playing in front of their home crowd, I know they're energized, and just a great game, especially towards the end there when you guys came down the stretch.
Oh, it was unbelievable, and I'm glad that you mentioned the crowd because it was so important for us to be at home, and we had a packed gym this entire weekend, and what an awesome atmosphere for us to be in and for us to put opposing teams in. So we appreciate everything from the community and the students this weekend. But I also agree, you're right, it felt like a one-point game, and it was a one-point game all the way down right until the end.
Well, we had actually three games since we last talked to you. Start back with Northwood last Thursday. A big win for your team. Northwood was a team coming in, I think, with five straight wins. But you were able to pull that one out. Talk about that game.
Well, it was such an important game from the sense that we were coming off the road. We were coming off of two losses. I think there was some... some uncertainty as to how we're going to respond and who's going to step up. And I thought as a whole that game was a kind of a testament to our character and the way that the girls were ready to bounce back. Northwood's a very, very good team, and they're a team that's difficult kind of for us. I mean, they never stop moving. They put their heads down and they go to the basket on every single possession. And they're tall and they're long, and that poses some problems for us. But I thought that our players handled the pressure really well. I thought they handled some adversity really well. I thought we had different people that were able to step up. And I thought the attitude of the team coming into that game was to stop this streak and get back on the right track and protect your home floor. And I thought they did that in every aspect.
How about then you go into Lake Superior State on Saturday and kind of a wire-to-wire victory there. You got a chance to rest some players. And talking to Coach Luke, you know, he's talking about how his guys are feeling it physically right now. Do you feel the same way about your players about this stretch?
Oh, I think this stretch is exhausting to them both mentally and physically. And we were fortunate enough to get some rest on Saturday. We got everybody in the game. Everybody played a significant number of minutes, but it's still such a... every game is so important, and you're stressing it. You know, you have a day to stress it, and you're throwing all this information at them, and you know, this one's important and this one's important, and the truth is that they're all important, and I give credit to the players for being able to handle all of that, you know, that we're throwing at them, and with so much in a couple of days, and not just physically exhausting, but I think mentally as well. But as far as the Saturday game, when I thought as a team we got better. I thought our starters came in, they set the tone right away, did their jobs. Everybody that came in off the bench did an excellent job immediately, and we had some significant contributions off the bench, and that only makes us better going forward to get them some game time experience, especially with these five games in 10 days. I think some players got some confidence after that Saturday game, and that will only help us moving forward.
And then last night, obviously a back-and-forth game, and you did it without Kylie Moxley, who did not play, but still got some good performances there. And Emily Harrison off the bench, some key points for you guys last night.
She took advantage of the opportunity that she was given, and I think, you know, she she felt that her team really needed her to be able to step up, and she took a lot of pride in that. She came in ready. She came in focused. And we put her in some tough situations. I thought the first half she did an excellent job, but even in the second half when she came in with just 4 minutes left, to get such a significant basket at that time, you know, it's a one possession game going back and forth, and we needed to rest somebody for a minute, and came in and really even elevated our play as she came in. And you know, her height is just, it's such a threat, both offensively and defensively. You know, when she finishes her shots, it's a bonus, but the number of shots that she's capable of altering, you know, people having to shoot around her, is really significant as well.
And then, boy, two more tough ones this week. You hit on the road, you got Ferris and Grand Valley State, a couple of teams who are below you in the standings, but obviously on their floor are going to look to defend their home court. And we played tough games with those guys up here. I mean, it seems like every game we played, except for maybe Lake State, has been right down to the wire and decided in that final minute.
And that's the way that it feels, too. You know, we're always trying to figure out kind of how we're surviving here. And the girls, the players, have done a fantastic job of getting it done and being gritty at the end of games and finding ways to make plays. And, you know, Ferris comes up here and they're up 16 at halftime. That's not something that we're going to be able to do again. I'm not sure. You know, I think we were very fortunate that happened. We caught fire in the second half, but we have to make sure that we don't put ourselves in that situation again. I think both of them are going to be running the same stuff, but I also think, you know, this is the second round. Some people are going to make some adjustments, and there's also, you know, a little bit of anger, you know, the second time you play somebody, if you want to beat them, or you know, it was a close game, or we were up 16, so we have to be ready to match every team's intensity, especially the second round.
And then I'll ask you the same question I asked Coach. You've seen everybody in the conference now. Where do you feel like you're at as a team in the standings, and who's the best team that you've seen?
Well, I think, you know, I think every team is beatable. I think every team has an opportunity to win every night. I think that, you know, Wayne State is very, very good. I don't think that they're untouchable. I like our team. I like where we're at. I like when you put us up against anybody, and we accept that challenge, and hopefully can continue through to the end here.
Well, the basketball team's taking on Ferris State tomorrow, or Thursday night, I should say. Women will play at 6 and the men at 8. And then on Saturday afternoon against Grand Valley State at 1-3. And all of the games can be heard right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. And same goes to you, Coach Cameron. Keep it up and have a great trip down there. And we hope you come back with a couple of big wins.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Kim Cameron, head coach of the women's basketball team. They're on a roll, and so is the Michigan Tech hockey team. And we'll talk to Jacob Johnstone in just a moment. It's Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93 WKMJ.